Hi everyone, welcome to A+. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Have you ever been to a big Halloween party, Sam?
Yes, I remember this year I dressed up as Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that's a really good costume.
Also, last year I also dressed up as Nicki Minaj.
Right, that's interesting.
And what about you, Pat?
I like to dress up as well. I've done a lot of pirates, monsters, a big horse with the body of a man. Very strange. But I also enjoy the costumes and the candy and the pumpkins.
Oh, I love the pumpkins. I've always wondered how people make them in such cool shapes.
Well, we'll find out today in our article, Pumpkin Carving 101.
Okay, why do we use the number 101 in the title?
Well, it's how colleges give numbers to their classes. 101 usually means the first class in a particular topic, so it contains all the most important basic information.
Ah, okay, so we're going to learn all the important ideas in today's how-to class.
That's right, so let's get started.
Pumpkin Carving 101. Alfred sees Ruth in the kitchen with a pumpkin.
What are you doing?
I'm going to carve this pumpkin. Do you want to do it together?
That sounds fun, but you'll have to teach me.
Sure. First, cut off the top of the pumpkin. Then, take out the flesh.
What's next?
Use a marker to draw a face on the pumpkin. It will be easier to carve the face with these lines.
Can we give the pumpkin evil eyes?
Sure. Now, take this knife and carefully carve over the lines.
This is hard.
It sure is, but it's fun. Last of all, put a candle into the pumpkin and watch it glow. Pumpkin. Pumpkin. During Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins. During Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins. Marker. Marker. You can draw a picture with these markers. You can draw a picture with these markers. Knife. Knife. Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife. Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife. Carefully. Carefully. Ted carefully washed his expensive car. Ted carefully washed his expensive car.
So, this article is a conversation between Alfred and Ruth. First, we learn that Alfred sees Ruth in the kitchen with a pumpkin. Okay, pumpkin, P-U-M-P-K-I-N, pumpkin. This is a very important word for what we're doing today. So we've made it the first of our word power words. Let's learn more. So a pumpkin is a very large orange fruit, fruit, that grows on the ground, or we can use it to mean the inside of this fruit. For example, during Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins. During Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins.
OK, pumpkin 这个字呢，我们中文呢就是说南瓜。那 Pat 刚刚有形容哦，它是橘色的，而且呢是长在地板上的，不是在树上的哦。OK, 在万圣节 Halloween 的时候呢，人们呢就会怎么样用南瓜呢来装饰他们的家。装饰的话呢，我们动词就用 decorate。
Also Cinderella's coach.
Cinderella's exactly.
coach. Okay. So Alfred starts the conversation and says, "What are you doing?"
你在做什么呢 ？What are you doing? 这句呢超好用的，一定要记起来哦。
And Ruth says, "I'm going to carve this pumpkin." Now the word carve, C-A-R-V-E, carve means to cut something hard to make a picture or a shape.In this case, we mean cutting shapes in a pumpkin so it looks like a face.
Okay, carve 这个动词呢就是雕刻的意思哦。课文里面呢 ,Ruth 呢就是要开始来雕刻这个南瓜。实际上像是雕像啊或者是像说比方说你要刻橡皮擦印章。这个雕刻的动作呢我们英文就是用 carve 这个动词。
Next, Ruth asks Alfred, "Do you want to do it together?"
你想不想一起来雕刻呢 ?Together 呢就是一起哦。那 do it 做这个事情 ,it 这边呢就是指雕刻南瓜这件事情。
Alfred likes the idea, but he says, "That sounds fun, but you'll have to teach me."
没有错，听起来很有趣，但是你要教我啊，不然我怎么会磕南瓜呢？听起来怎么样？我们呢用动词，动词 sound 就是表示听哦。那我们呢在后面加上形容词，就是听起来怎么样？像这边就是 sounds fun， 听起来呢非常有趣。
Ruth is okay with that and gets straight into it. She says, "Sure, first.Cut off the top of the pumpkin." So Alfred will have to use a big knife for that. Pumpkins are quite hard, so it's not easy to cut them.
Ruth 呢在这边就说 sure, sure, 当然没有问题哦，就是我可以教你的意思。那这边呢他就说要把这个南瓜上面切掉。Cut 这边是用原形动词祈使句的用法。这个是呢我们今天 Magic Box. Let's take a look.
Magic Box 找亮点
Hello everyone, welcome back to Magic Box again. And this is Albi. 老实说啊Albi 有一个坏习惯，我有点喜欢用指使的语气命令我弟弟做事情啊。当然这样子是不对啦，因为姐弟应该要互相的，对吧？好啊，不过呢，为什么今天会提到这个啊？没错，因为今天的招亮点呢，就是要教大家如何使用祈使句，让大家都用在对的地方啊，才不会造成彼此的不开心哦。那祈使句啊，通常在给予他人指令时会用到的。好，那像是呢，要请别人离开，要记得关冷气，你就可以说 Turn off the air conditioner when you leave the room. 前面你可以加一个 please， 比较有礼貌哦。那我们可以看到祈使句的开头少了个主词，而它呢在肯定跟否定的句子组成也有点不一样哦。刚刚例句啊是肯定的用法，那否定呢，就在前面加一个 don't 就行啦。刚刚例句你也可以这么说。Don't forget to turn off the air conditioner when you leave the room. 另外，我们也常常看到 be 在开头的用法，那后面呢会加上形容词，像老师啊最爱讲 shh, be quiet, 或是 be careful, 还有 be sure to hang in your homework tomorrow. 这些啊都是祈使句的例子哦。啊，有时候啊你安慰人啊，你也可以说 oh, don't be sad, 或是 don't be upset 之类的。那有时候啊有人太没礼貌了，你就可以对他说 Don't be rude。 所以啊大家有发现祈使句不一定是用在命人家要干嘛干嘛，它也可以是作为一个提醒的用法哦。那各方面啊都是很实用的，不晓得大家学会了吗？那 Magic Box 小亮点我们就下次见咯，拜拜。
OK, back to Ruth, who then says, "Then take out the flesh." Now when we say flesh, F-L-E-S-H, flesh, we mean the part of a fruit or vegetable that we eat that's under the skin. I mean, of course, you can eat the skin as well, yeah, most of the time. So we also use flesh to talk about the meat of animals and people, like under our skin.
OK, flesh 这个字呢就是指肉，哦，通常呢是指动物的肉，或者是说我们人类的血肉，哦，就是在我们皮肤下面的这些血肉。那这边呢没有这么血腥，哦，他说的呢是指南瓜的这个瓜肉果肉，哦，那呢 Pat 刚提醒大家呢，这个皮也是可以吃，皮怎么讲呢？皮肤或者是这个 果实的皮呢，我们就讲 skin。
Okay, Alfred gets on with the job. So he's cutting away, taking out the flesh. Then he says, what's next?
Okay, 刚刚呢我们这个 Ruth 有教他第一步， first 就是要把这个头切掉，然后接下来把肉挖掉。那下一步要做什么呢？ Next 就是下一个。所以呢 Alfred 问说 what's next? 下一步是要做什么事情呢？
And Ruth continues to give instructions. She says, use a marker to draw a face on the pumpkin.A marker, M-A-R-K-E-R, marker, is an important tool, so we've made it a word power word to look more closely at it. A marker is a pen with a thick felt tip. For example, you can draw a picture with these markers. You can draw a picture with these markers.
OK, Mark 这个字呢你可能知道它当名词是指人名，哦，例如呢我们有个朋友叫做 Mark， 那当它当动词不当名词的时候呢，它就表示做记号的意思 Mark。 OK, 那 Marker 呢这边就是指用来做记号的东西，我们中文就翻译为麦克笔，哦，那呢它有什么样，它的这个比较粗的这个笔头，哦，所以刚刚 Pat 有解释到 thick 就是比较厚比较粗的。 OK, 我们中文呢就翻译为麦克笔，那呢你要在这个南瓜上面来雕刻之前呢，你就要先用 Marker 在上面画上这个脸，等一下呢就可以照着这个线来雕刻。例句里面呢也是一样，他说呢你可以用这些彩色笔来画画。
Next, Ruth says, it will be easier to carve the face with these lines, so you can cut over the lines with his knife.
OK, 就像我们刚刚讲的，你只要画好线再对着割呢，这样就比较容易，就是不会割坏咯。
Then Alfred says, can we give the pumpkin evil eyes?
Ooh.
So the word evil, E-V-I-L, evil means nasty, bad, cruel, someone or something that likes doing bad things. Evil eyes look scary, and so the pumpkin looks like a monster.
Oh, Alfred 就说呢，我们可不可以给他画一双这个邪恶的眼睛呢？万圣节嘛， evil 呢就是形容很坏的、邪恶的，他想要呢让他的南瓜变成一个坏人、一个怪物， a monster.
Ruth thinks this is a good idea. She says, sure. Now, take this knife and carefully carve over the lines. We mentioned the word knife, K-N-I-F-E, knife, a short time ago, and since it's another important word, we've made it our next word power word. Let's find out more. Knife means a sharp blade with a handle used for cutting or as a weapon.For example, Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife. Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife.
同学吃牛排都怎么吃呢？你是有切割还是一整块拿起来咬呢？ Abby 呢他能用一把锐利的刀子来切牛排。 Sharp 呢就是形容非常锐利的，那 steak 就是牛排的意思，哦，那 knife 呢就是我们今天的呆字，注意到它前面有一个 K，哦，但是它是念 knife， 它呢就是指刀子的意思。要注意到呢用刀子一定要非常小心，哦，You should be careful while using a knife.
Yeah. Now in that sentence, Ruth said to use the knife carefullyCarefully is spelled C-A-R-E-F-U-L-L-Y. Carefully, and it's our last word power word for today, so let's learn more without delay. Carefully means you do things in a careful way. For example, Ted carefully washed his expensive car. Ted carefully washed his expensive car.
OK, 刚刚呢说我们记得吗，我们说拿刀子要小心哦。Carefully 呢它就是 careful 的副词哦。Careful 就是形容小心的，做事情要小心。那 carefully 呢就是用来修饰你的做的这个动作呢应该要小心的做。那呢我们例句就说呢 ,Ted 呢怎么样小心翼翼的呢在洗他那台非常昂贵哦贵松松的那个车子。很贵呢你就要说 expensive。
Yeah, so when Alfred is cutting, he's cutting carefully. Now that has two meanings. One meaning meaning is he doesn't want to cut himself,
yes.
Of course. But the other meaning, he has to be careful to follow the lines that he drew with a marker, because if he doesn't, the face won't look
yes.
good. Okay, Alfred does what Ruth tells him, but he says, this is hard.
Hard 呢就是很硬的意思哦，但是呢这边不是在说南瓜很硬，而是说呢这个切割南瓜照着线切割这件事情是很难的哦。
And Ruth says, it sure is, but it's fun. Then she finishes by saying, last of all, put a candle in the pumpkin and watch it glow. Now, last of all means the last thing to do. And the word glow, G-L-O-W, glow, means to give out light, often without any fire.
OK, last of all 呢就是说最后的最后最后一个动作，记得吗？我们刚刚一开始说第一个动作是 first， 那现在要结束的就是 last of all。 那呢你要做什么事情呢？就是把 candle 就是蜡烛，你点了火之后呢放进去你刻好的这个南瓜里面，就可以让它亮起来。那 glow 呢这个动词呢就是形容东西在发光的意思，那你也可以说人，比方说 Pat today is glowing， 就是呢他状况非常的好，看起来非常帅气这样子。 OK, that's the end of the conversation. So nowIt's time to end the lesson.
So Sam and I will carve pumpkins soon, and to get ready, we've used markers to draw evil pictures. Let's see what you have, Sam.
Okay, I have an evil face here. It's a smiling.
Those eyes? Or is that nose?
Their nose.
Oh.
Eyes are here.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's smiling.
Hey, yeah,
it's
he looks
really,
friendly.
It's friendly.
Yeah, that's my one. I don't know.
Ah, that's cute.
That's cute. So he's got three horns on his head. He's got...big sharp teeth. I thought it looked pretty evil.
Pretty evil.
But maybe they just look cute and friendly. So maybe our pumpkins will be like that. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Fall is the best time for a hiking trip.
Fall is the best time for a hiking trip.
大家好，我是 Celine。夏天的台湾超级热，那从事户外活动啊，一不小心呢就容易热衰竭，就是中暑。所以我想很多人夏天反而是喜欢待在冷气房里面发懒吧。那秋天到了，最棒的就是这个世界没有那么热辣，那我们可以去户外走走。Fall is the best time for a hiking trip.Fall is the best time for a hiking trip. 秋天是登山的最佳时机。Fall is the best time for something, 也就是说秋天最适合去做某件事情。那今天的句子是说秋天最适合登山 a hiking trip。那这边的 hiking trip 是讲那种要健行的登山，有步道，那比较好行走的那一种。那提醒大家哦，如果是那种很认真的登高山呢，登玉山什么那一种的呢，我们就叫做 mountain climbing。下次如果有人问你 ，Where do you want to go this weekend？ 你就可以说啊 ，Fall is the best time for a hiking trip. Let's go hiking. 最后，我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Fall is the best time for a hiking trip. 很好，那我们下次见，拜。
Fall is the best time for a hiking trip.
Fall is the best time for a hiking trip.
Pumpkin Carving 101. Alfred sees Ruth in the kitchen with a pumpkin.
What are you doing?
I'm going to carve this pumpkin. Do you want to do it together?
That sounds fun, but you'll have to teach me.
Sure. First,Cut off the top of the pumpkin. Then, take out the flesh.
What's next?
Use a marker to draw a face on the pumpkin. It will be easier to carve the face with these lines.
Can we give the pumpkin evil eyes?
Sure. Now, take this knife and carefully carve over the lines.
This is hard.
It sure is, but it's fun.Last of all, put a candle into the pumpkin and watch it glow. Pumpkin, pumpkin. During Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins. During Halloween, people decorate their houses with pumpkins. Marker, marker. You can draw a picture with these markers. You can draw a picture with these markers. Knife, knife. Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife. Abby cut the steak with a sharp knife. Carefully, carefully. Ted carefully washed his expensive car. Ted carefully washed his expensive car.